The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim says, Ki ha-mitzvah zois asher anochi mitzavcha hayom l'nifleisim imcha v'lo rechoki. This mitzvah I'm commanding you is not distant from you, it's not covered from you. What's the mitzvah the pasuk is talking about? This mitzvah. Rashi learns that the pasuk is referring to the mitzvah of Torah. It says, lo b'shamayim, the Torah is not b'shamayim. The Torah is given to you, you have the ability to learn Torah. The Ramban on this pasuk learns the pasuk differently. He says, the mitzvah, ki ha-mitzvah azois, the mitzvah that the Torah is referring to over here, is the mitzvah of tshuva. Special mitzvah that we know, the Torah says that person does an avera, that he's supposed to do tshuva, and ideally the tshuva is averus will be miskaper, but wipe away is averus. So it's a special mitzvah that's mutal on a person, that person's mechuyiv to do tshuva. This that is a specific mitzvah, a special mitzvah to do tshuva, we find also Rabbeinu Yoina writes this clearly, in Shari Tshuva, he writes in a number of places, the beginning of Shari Aleph, among other places, Rabbeinu Yoina says that there is a mitzvah, that's Tava Torah, that there is a special mitzvah to do tshuva. The entire pashas means the entire process of tshuva. We know the process of tshuva, there's charota, a person has to feel bad about the avera that he did, aziv esachet, he has to stop doing the avera, he has to say vidui, and he has kabbalah la'osid. Interesting, the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, Perkaf Halacha Aleph, as well as in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah and Gimel, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah saseh lehisvadois. There's a mitzvah to say vidui. Rambam says a person who does tshuva has a mitzvah to say the vidui, to speak out the averis that he did. The Rambam doesn't say that the mitzvah is the entire process of tshuva. Besides for the actual vidui, there's other parts of tshuva that the Rambam doesn't say. So what's the pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam says that the mitzvah is vidui? What happened to the rest of the mitzvah of tshuva? Chayra, there is a special chiv to do all the parts of tshuva, and they should all be considered part of the mitzvah. It was interesting, the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Vayelech is a kash. Says, we know that all these Rishonim, except for the Rambam, the Rishonim count as a special mitzvah. Like we see, there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. So the Meshech Chochma asks, doesn't understand. It says, well, when a person does an Avera, he does tshuva, and the tshuva is a mechaper, wipes away the Avera, it takes away the Avera. It's as if he wasn't over the Avera. So the Meshech Chochma says, why do I need a new mitzvah to do tshuva? Tape a clay, the Torah says that you're not allowed to do an Avera. So, a person did an Aver. He already was over the Aver. So, why doesn't he have a Chiv to try to get rid of the Aver? The Lamashal. Person's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. He's not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. So, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. He did Malacha on Shabbos. And now, in Shemayim, they wrote down that this person has an Aver, that he did a Malacha on Shabbos. So, L'chayro, the same way the Torah says you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, so that same Aveira in the Torah, that same Pasuk in the Torah, should obligate the person to try to get that Aveira erased. So, you don't need a new mitzvah to do tshuva. Or the same mitzvah, the mitzvah itself, each and every Aveira, the Torah says you're not allowed to do, the Aveira itself, the Pasuk itself, it says not to do the Aveira, just like it's Mechai of a person not to be over the Aveira in the first place, the Aveira itself should be Mechai of the person to try to get rid of the Aveira, to try to undo the Aveira. As a mashal, there are certain Aveiras in the Torah that are called a lava nitik lase. There's an Aveira. Torah says you're not allowed to steal. However, the Torah says what happens if a person stole? So then he has a mitzvah, the Heshev is like Zela, he has to give back what he stole. By giving back what he stole, you're undoing the Avera, and you're misaken the Avera, and the Gemara says you don't get Malkus for a lav anitik laseh, because the aseh is misaken the lav, the aseh is fixing the lav, it's the undoing of the lav. So, but besides the fact that there is a special mitzvah say to do it, but the loisa say itself is, should, the fact that he was over the gneva itself should obligate the person to go give it back and undo the gneva. So too over here, why do I need a special mitzvah that the person is supposed to do tshuva? So the Meshech Chochma wants to explain, based on this, this is taka why the Rambam disagrees with the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim count the mitzvah of tshuva as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam held, true, there's a chiv, there's a mitzvah, the obligation on a person to do tshuva. But you don't have to count it as a new mitzvah. You don't have to count a new mitzvah that's mutar on the person to go do tshuva. Because it's not a new mitzvah, it's part of each and every mitzvah, that the same way you're not allowed to be over the aver in the first place, you'll be going to be mechuyev to try to undo the aver that you did. Therefore, the Rambam says that the mitzvah itself is not the tshuva, and the Rambam says, no, the mitzvah is specific part of the tshuva, which is the vidui. Which still needs an explanation why, if vidui is a part of the tshuva, so then why count this as a mitzvah as well? But we'll have to come back to this. Now, this is a very good territory into the Meshchachm's Kasha on the Rambam. But how does it answer the other, it doesn't answer the Lashita of the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim Taka count the mitzvah of Tshuva. They count it as a separate mitzvah. So Ken Zayin, could be we can suggest, in order to explain the Machloikis between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, that the Meshchachm said that when a person does tshuva, this is when you say that we have a Kabbalah, the Gemara says, that when a person does tshuva, his averis get erased. The person doesn't get punished. Person, if he doesn't do tshuva, gets punished for the averis that he did. And now, ayidei his tshuva, the averis are erased, and now he doesn't get punished for the averis. It's as if he never was over those averis. So, you could clarify hakira. When the Torah said that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva, and the Torah also said that when you do tshuva, your averus get erased. We know, there's a rule, we have a Messiah from Chazal, that when you do tshuva, your averus get erased. How does that work? Is that an extension of the mitzvah of tshuva? Because the Torah was mechadish, that there exists a special mitzvah to do tshuva, so when you're mekayim that mitzvah, and I'm fulfill that mitzvah, so then based on that, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the averus. Or perhaps we'll say, no, the two things are not connected. There's two separate halachas that we find by the mitzvah of tshuva, by the concept of tshuva. One is that there's a concept that tshuva has the ability to erase all the averus. And secondly, that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. There's an obligation on a person to do tshuva. They're not necessarily tali zebzeh. Could be that there wouldn't be a mitzvah to do tshuva, but still, if you do tshuva, it would undo your averus. I could hear the other way, possibly, that there would be a mitzvah to do tshuva, even if it doesn't undo your averus. It's a special mitzvah, this is what you're supposed to do, even if the averus still exists and the averus is not erased. So the question is, do I look at these two concepts as being toli zeh v'zeh, that because I'm mekayim the mitzvah, part of the chiddush of the mitzvah, when I'm mekayim the mitzvah, it erases the averus, or do I consider them two separate things? The entire premise for the Meshech Chochma's Kasha, that the averus get erased, therefore they should be a part of each and every avera and shouldn't be a new mitzvah. The entire hanocha for the Meshech Chochma's Kasha is based on the fact that the two things are two separate. They're two separate things. They're not toli zeh b'zeh. So therefore he has a kasha. The concept, there's a mitzvah of tshuva. Then there's a concept that why they tshuva your averus get erased. But one is one after the other. Even if there wouldn't be a special mitzvah of tshuva, if there is such a concept that you can erase your mitzvahs, your averus, through doing tshuva, saying you should be mechuyev achmas aver itself to do tshuva. However, that's only true if I consider them two separate things. But if I understand that the way that it works, the way that tshuva erases the avera, is because I'm mekayim in the mitzvah of tshuva, so you don't get the first base. The Meshech Chochma's Kasha doesn't start. You can't ask, why is there a new mitzvah of tshuva? I should just be a chelik of every mitzvah because tshuva erases the averus. The only way I know that tshuva erases the averus is because the Torah was mechadish, the mitzvah of tshuva. Before the Torah came along and told me there's a new mitzvah of tshuva, there wouldn't have been a concept that tshuva erases the averus at all. So I couldn't even be mechayev of the person to do tshuva, be back with the original averus, because I would have said it doesn't do anything. Only when the Torah now came and said there's a mitzvah of tshuva, and when I'm mechayev the mitzvah of tshuva, it erases your averus. So now I could say that based on when you're mechayev the mitzvah of tshuva, it erases your averus. But if you're not mechayev the mitzvah of tshuva, it doesn't erase averus. So you still need the special mitzvah of tshuva. So we'll say that the Rabbeinu Yonah, the other Rishonim, the Ramban, learn that this, that tshuva erases the averus, is part of the mitzvah. Therefore, they don't have shreya, the Meshech Chochma's Kasha. The Rambam, we say, held because of the Chumash HaChok was kasha, that he had to split the mitzvah and say the mitzvah is only the vidui, not the tshuva. That's because the Rambam understood that this, that tshuva is mechaper, is not totally in the mitzvah of tshuva. Therefore, the Rambam said, that's a stam, a separate halacha, and therefore it would come out for the Rambam that there is a concept that tshuva takes away the averis, and that's not what the Torah didn't have to write, a separate mitzvah of tshuva for that. What the Torah did have to write is the Torah had to write a special mitzvah of vidui. Because it seems that even though it would seem that there's a certain concept that tshuva erases your averis, but that concept that tshuva erases the averis, I wouldn't necessarily have understood that that's what you have to do vidui. Could be that that concept that tshuva erases the averis is only going in the other part of tshuva, the charata, the aziva, the kabbalah, the osid. But this vidui, the vidui is something new. And since the vidui is something new, that's why the Rambam says that I count the vidui as a mitzvah, even though I don't count the tshuva as a mitzvah. So there is a chiv to do tshuva, but there's a separate mitzvah called the mitzvah of vidui. So it would seem, what would come out, is that it would seem that there's a machloikis between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, how to understand the concept of vidui. The other Rishonim learn that vidui is nichlal, it's included together with the other components of tshuva, and it's all a chiddush of the mitzvah of tshuva, and based on that mitzvah of tshuva, like we said, it erases averus. And the Rambam seems to put vidui as a separate category, separate from the other components of tshuva, and there's one component, there's vidui, and then there's the rest of the tshuva. We have to understand what exactly is this machloikis between the Rambam and the other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Ramban regarding the mitzvah of vidui. What exactly is vidui? So the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Asei Ayin Gimel. When the Rambam writes the mitzvah, he brings down this mitzvah that is a mitzvah on the person of his vada, is when he does tshuva, that he is supposed to do vidui. So the Rambam describes what he's supposed to do. What is the person supposed to do? So the Rambam says, the Yarech HaMaymar V'Yivakesh HaMechilo. Yarech HaMaymar, you're supposed to speak. You're supposed to speak a lot about what you did. Which seems like this is the vidui, the person is misadeh, he speaks about the averis that he was over. The Yivakesh HaMechilo, and he's supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mechilo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Meichel because of the averis that he did. What's the source for the Rambam? That part of the tshuva, or the vidui is a special Bakoshas Mechilo that you're supposed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Meichel your averis. So it's interesting, the Rambam writes that when a person says the vidui, there's a special nuscha vidui. When he starts the nuscha vidui, the Rambam says you're supposed to start with the word ono. Ono, then he says, chatosi, avisi, pashati, he says all the averis that he did. What does the word ono? What exactly is this word ono mean? The Gemara says that you're supposed to say it. The Gemara learns out. So the Marsha says in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, Amar Aleph, that we find the word ono in the Torah, certain places, and the Targum of the word ono, what does the word ono mean? So we look at the Targum says that the word the Targum uses for ono is bivo. Bivo means a request. You're asking something of a Kaddish Baruch. So you see that you're supposed to ask something. What are you supposed to ask Kaddish Baruch? So the Marshal says you're supposed to ask Kaddish Baruch to be Meichel you. So if we find in the Gemara that the Gemara says that when you say Vila, you're supposed to say Ona, what does that mean? That the concept behind saying Ona is that you're supposed to ask Kaddish Baruch for Mechila. Fine. So that's what we see. That's the Makar, that there is such a concept that you're supposed to ask Kaddish Baruch for Mechila, and that is part of the mitzvah of Tshuva. But the Rambam over here makes a point in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam makes a point in saying that the mitzvah of vidui, which is discussing, is Yivakesh HaMechilo, that you're supposed to ask Mechilo. It would seem from the Rambam that the Rambam understood that the definition of vidui is Bakoshas Mechilo. Meaning, what is the mitzvah of vidui? What exactly is vidui? Vidui is, it's brought down halacha, you're supposed to say, chatosi, avisi, bashati, you're supposed to say, we say the nusach of ashanu, bagadnu, and we say the nusach of alchet, that we say on Yom Kippur, a person is supposed to be mefaret, this person is supposed to admit, he's supposed to speak out, I did averis, I did specific averis, these are the specific averis that I did. What exactly is the point? What's the point of speaking out, of enumerating, listing all the averis that you did? What are you trying to do when you, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously knows what you did. So you could just say, I have charot on everything I did. I stopped doing it. I'm a kabbal. Why the need for vidui b'chlal? So it would seem that the Rambam understood And the Rambam brings Bakosh Samachilo over here in the mitzvah of Vidui. The Rambam understood that the concept of Vidui, the idea of what you're trying to accomplish by mentioning all your Aveiris to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is what you're supposed to be doing is you're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu. You said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chotasi, I did this Aveira, and the implication is that I'm asking Mechilo for this Aveira. Please be Moichel me on this Aveira. Then Avisi, I did a different Aveira. Pashati, I did a different Aveira. Be Moichel this Aveira, each and every Aveira that I did. That's what it seems that the Rambam's uptight. The way the Rambam understands the mitzvah of Vidui is, the side of Vidui is that a person is supposed to have a Bakosh Samechilo. And interesting, if you understand it this way, we understand the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva never mentions explicitly that you're supposed to have the Bakosh Samechilo, you're supposed to ask for Mechilo. Here the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says that there is definitely Bakosh Samechilo. You would think that if there is a component of Tshuva to ask for Mechilo, then you would think the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva should mention it. We don't find anywhere the Rambam mentions it. Teretz is that the Rambam doesn't mention it explicitly, but that's implicit in when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that you're supposed to say Vidoy. Inherent in Vidui is that it's Bakosh Samechilo. Rabbeinu Yoina and Shari Tshuva also brings down that part of Tshuva is Bakosh Samechilo. Rabbeinu Yoina, it's well known in Shari Tshuva and Shari Aleph, says that aside from the basic three components of Charata, Aziv, and Kabbalah, which are the three basic components of Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina has 20 Ikrim, 20 different things that are all different things that a person does throughout his process of doing Tshuva. And one of the things that the Rabbeinu Yoina brings, one of the 20 things, Ikr Tezvav, is Rabbeinu Yoina brings Bakosh Smechila. But he brings Bakosh Smechila, Ikr Tezvav, the Rabbeinu Yoina over there is talking about Tefillah. One of the components to Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yoina says, a person is supposed to daven. What are you supposed to daven for? So one of the things he says you're supposed to daven for is you're supposed to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Moichel your Averis. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina himself doesn't just bring down Rabbeinu Yoina himself brings down that there is a component of Tshuva called Vidui. Where does he bring Vidui? Vidui is a separate Ikr. The Rabbeinu Yoina has 20 different Ikr. Vidui he brings in Ikr Yudalit. Over there, in Ikr Yudalit, he says the mitzvah to use, the part of Tshuva is to be misnadet. He doesn't say anything about Bakosh Mechila. Bakosh Mechila, he brings in Ikr Tezvav with Tefillah. It would seem that Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees with the Rambam. In the Rambam, we said the side of Vidui is Bakosh Mechila. Rabbeinu Yoina would seem to say that it's two separate things. There's Vidui and there's Bakosh Mechila, and that's why he didn't put them together. He didn't put Bakosh Mechila together with Vidui, if he kept them separate. So what exactly is Vidui according to Rabbeinu Yoina? So we find elsewhere in Shari Tshuva and Shari Aleph, Oisir Aleph, and Oisir Tes, two places, Rabbeinu Yoina brings a Pasuk. Pasuk says, Umoide ve'oizev Yerucham. Pasuk says someone who's moide on the Averis that he did, he admits he did his Averis, ve'oizev, and he leaves his Averis behind. Sounds like Aziv Sachet. Yerucham, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechaper at his Aver. What are these two things, Umoide ve'oizev? So Rabbeinu Yoina explains that Umoide, that he's admits he did an avera, that he did an avera. Rabbeinu Yoina says moide means charata uvidui. Rabbeinu Yoina says that moide it means two separate things, two things together, charata uvidui, and va'oizev is aziv esachet. Then yerucham, you do that, you do charata and uvidui and aziv esachet, then you HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mechaper in your avera. Interesting, the Rambam also in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Halacha Gimel brings this pasuk, umoide ve'oizev yerucham, and the Rambam teaches it differently. Oizev, he also agrees it means aziv esachet, but what does moide mean? The Rambam says moide means he admits he did avera. The Rambam says vidui. The Rambam doesn't say that umoide means charota with vidui, only vidui. So that Rabbeinu Yoina says that the besides the poshet teich of umoide, which means you're admitting you did averus, which is getting up and saying chotasei visa b'shati, which is the pasha pshat, that means it's vidui. Rabbeinu Yoina added to umoide that moide also means charota with a vidui. It would seem from Rabbeinu Yoina that Rabbeinu Yoina understood the yisoid of vidui. He said that Rabbeinu Yoina didn't understand the yisoid of vidui like the Rambam that's bakosh smachilu because he doesn't put vidui together with bakosh smachilu. Elamai, what's the pshat? What is vidui according to Rabbeinu Yoina? What's the idea? What are you trying to gain by What are you trying to accomplish by mentioning all the averes that you did? So Rabbi Yoyin says it's supposed to be an aid to charata. In order to show, you're supposed to mention all the averes, and by mentioning all the averes that you did, that shows that you're mischaret, that you regret all the averes that you did. You mention the averes, it doesn't just not mean to mention it, it means when you mention it, you're feeling bad about each avera that you mentioned. And therefore, the yisoid, so we have a machloikis between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoyin. According to the Rambam, the yisoid of vidui is bakoshes mechilo. Mashenken, according to Rabbeinu Yoyin, the yisoid of vidui, the idea of vidui is charoto. Gemara says in Yuma, daf peivav and beis, averis shesvad alein yom kippurim zeh. Person did averis, came yom kippur, and he did tshuva. He was misvad on all the averis that he did that year. Then comes next year yom kippur, on a whole nother year. So the averis, so he has new averis. He did new averis, so he's misvad on the second yom kippur and averis that he did the second year. What about the averis he did the first year? Averis, he was over the first year, and he did tshuva already, and he didn't go back to doing those averis. The averis that he did the second year is misvada on Yom Kippur after the second year. Should he, or could he, be misvada on the second Yom Kippur for averis that he was over the first year, that he didn't do at all the second year? He was over averis the first year, Yom Kippur came, he did tshuva, those averis are wiped away, they're gone. Should he or could he be misvada on those averis again the next year, even though he wasn't over on them a second time, or not? Maybe we say it's better not to. So the Gemara over there brings, it's Machloikis Tanoim. It's Machloikis Tanoim, whether we say that you should be Misvada on Averis even from previous years, or do we say no, once you're a Misvada one Yom Kippur and he didn't do the Aver again, don't be Misvada the second time another Yom Kippur. How do we paskin like? Machloikis Tanoim, what are we paskin? So, is Machloikis Rishonim. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis Lachaches says that you should be misvada again, even though came the whole year you didn't do this avera again. Comes next Yom Kippur, you should be misvada on averas from previous years. Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina Shari Daal Yischof Aleph says no. Tanakama says not to be misvada again. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yoina writes, Yipaskei Tanakama, don't be misvada. Also, the Tur in the name of the Ritz Geis says, like the Tanakama, that you're not misvada. So we have a machloikis rishonim, machloikis tanoim, whether you're misvada, and we have a machloikis rishonim. The Rambam says that you are misvada on averis from previous years, and Rabbeinu Yoina says not. It would seem that based on the way we understood the machloikis in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina, what the yisoid of vidui is, could be this machloikis will go, they'll go with shitosim, according to the way they understand vidui. If you understand that the whole yisoid of vidui is a charoto, the idea, like Rabbeinu Yoina said, that you weren't mentioning that virus, you're showing how much you regret that you were over that virus. So there's no inyan that you're supposed to be mischarit after you already were, once you're over that virus, you're mischarit. But once you have a kapara, you should go back and do charata again. If I was over the virus a second time, I'd have to start over and do tshuva again. I have to be mischarit again. But I was over that virus on Sunday. On Monday, I did charata, and I did all the components of tshuva. So now on Tuesday, I should go be mischarit again? It doesn't make sense. Why should I have another charata if I already had charata? I had charata once. Is there a milo? Is there a reason to have another charata? So there, Rabbeinu Yoina says, there's no reason to be misvada again. That I wasn't over the aver again, I should be mischarit the second time. He passes like the Tanakhama, not to be misvada. Masha'en Kain, if I learn like the Rambam, he said, according to the Rambam, the yisoid of vidui is, bakoshes mechilo, I want to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meichel the averis that I did. So when it comes to bakoshes mechilo, even Rabbeinu Yoina agrees that there's still a concept of asking mechilo even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel once. Even if the person did an avera and he asked for mechilo, in Pashtos, he went through Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper. But Rabbeinu Yoina himself is very mairich that there are different degrees of tshuva, there are different levels of tshuva, and a person could always become a tshuva. He says the concept of tshuva is returning, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could get closer, and you could get even closer, and closer, and closer. So since there are different levels of tshuva, it's always possible for a person to achieve a higher level, a higher degree of tshuva, a higher degree of kapara, to become closer and closer to Hashem. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yoina says, even after your already had a kapara and you had a bakosh mechila, you could still ask for mechila. You could ask for more mechila. Therefore, the Rambam who learns that vidui is bakosh mechila, so then there's no problem. I understand misvar why it could be mischart. If the whole idea of charot is bakosh mechila, then in bakosh mechila there definitely are different levels. There definitely are levels, and therefore it would pass. It would make sense that a person, even though he didn't go back to doing that aveira the second time, he could still be misvadig, it still say vidui, even for Averis that he already said vidui on before and he already had a kapar. Based on this machloikis between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoina, what the yisoid of vidui is, I think we could go back and explain the first machloikis that we said between the Rambam and the other Rishonim about whether tshuva and vidui are considered two separate mitzvahs, or if I consider tshuva and vidui one mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yoina, we said, holds that tshuva and vidui puts them all together into one mitzvah. In the Rambam, we said that tshuva is not a separate mitzvah, it's a chelik of each and every mitzvah, but then there's a separate mitzvah called doing vidui. So if you understand that vidui is a process of kapara like Rabbeinu Yoina, so it's an integral part of tshuva. Tshuva, this charota, this aziva, this kabbalah ala osid, that's an integral part of tshuva, of undoing the aveira that you did. Part of the process of undoing the aveira that you did includes being mischaret, having charota. If Rabbeinu Yoina understood that vidui has to be part of the same mitzvah, the same as the mitzvah of charota, there's a mitzvah of vidui. The Rambam, on the other hand, we said, holds that the idea of vidui is bakosh nechila, it's time to ask a kadosh baruch hu to be meichel. So it's not an integral, inherent component of the tshuva itself. Of course, the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. But the integral component of the tshuva itself, the undoing of the aveira, to erase the aveira, you have charoto and aziva, and leaving the aveira behind, that is what wipes out and erases the aveira. True, there's a mitzvah, you have to ask Kodesh Baruch to be meichel your averis. So yes, Kodesh Baruch to be meichel, that's vidui. But that is a separate mitzvah, that's not included it together with the charota and the aziva, and therefore the Rambam held, since vidui is a bakoshes mechilo, therefore the Rambam held that it doesn't make sense to include vidui together with the other components of tshuva. And that's why the Rambam counted vidui as a separate mitzvah by itself, separate from the other parts of tshuva. Now it's well known, We know we lay on Yom Kippur the story of Yoina, the story of the city of Nineveh. So we see clearly, what we see clearly from the story of Nineveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yoina to go say Nevuah to the people of Nineveh that if they don't do that, the Nineveh is going to be destroyed because of their averus. Plus it says that all the people of Nineveh, they didn't end up getting destroyed. Why not? Because they did tshuva. So you see very clearly from the story of Pasuk and Navi, Psukim and Navi, that the concept of tshuva is not limited to Bnei Yisrael. The concept of tshuva applies even by Goyim. Goyim have averis, shav mitzvahs bnei noach. Goyim are over averis, they get punished for their averis. It's possible for Goyim as well, besides for Yisrael, it's possible for Goyim to do tshuva on their averis, and that way they'll remove their averis and they won't get punished for the averis that they did. It would seem like it's difficult to understand why this should be. Why should the concept of tshuva apply to Goyim? Why should tshuva work for Goyim? After all, we see over here, all the Rishonim count a mitzvah of tshuva. There's a mitzvah aseh, one of the 613 mitzvahs that a person has to do tshuva. So we know Goyim don't have tarig mitzvahs. Goyim only have the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Tshuva is not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's not one of those seven. So a Yid Yisrael who has the mitzvah of tshuva. So I understand the Torah was mechadish tshuva by a Yid. So tshuva could undo the aver that he did when he's mechayim the mitzvah. But a guy doesn't have the mitzvah of tshuva. So why should tshuva work by a guy if the guy doesn't have the mitzvah? And we said earlier that the Meshech Chochma understands the Rambam Shita, that there is no special mitzvah to do tshuva. There's a mitzvah to do vidui. Why is there no mitzvah to do tshuva? Meshech Chochma explains, because you don't need a new mitzvah to tell me you do tshuva. Every time you're over the aveira, the same way that aveira obligates me, the Torah, machmas is aveira, tells me not to do the aveira in the first place, the Torah obligates me that if I did the aveira, I'm supposed to undo it. And that's a component of each and every mitzvah. So if that's the case, so I understand why Goyim should also have the concept of tshuva. The same way if Goy has the Aveira, the Sheva Mitzvah and Erech, they're supposed to keep, and if they don't keep the Mitzvah, they get an Aveira. So they're also obligated to undo their Aveiras, and therefore Goyim would pass tshuva, the concept of tshuva would make sense by goyim, that the goyim could undo their averis, and that way they won't get punished. So very good according to the Rambam, but according to the other Rishonim, that tshuva is a new mitzvah, and definitely the way we understood, the way we explained that the mitzvah of tshuva is what creates the concept that tshuva could be mechaper. Without the mitzvah of tshuva, without this chiddush of the mitzvah, the concept of kapara shouldn't exist. So then how could you have a concept of tshuva by goyim? So if we go back to the Ramban in the Pasuk, in Parashas Nitzavim, the Pasuk says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, asher noich mitzav chayoyim. The Ramban says, what mitzvah are we referring to? We're referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. The Pasuk says, Lo yibashamayimi, lo yime'eva liyami. The mitzvah is not far away. Ki korev eilecha adover moi. It's close to you. It's very possible. It's close. It's easier for a person to be mekai in this mitzvah, which the Fidra Ramban means the mitzvah of tshuva. And the pasuk says, "Beficha uvilvavcha lasoisay." Beficha uvilvavcha. Beficha in your mouth, uvilvavcha and in your heart lasoisay. You could be mekai in this mitzvah. Says the Ramban, "What does this pasuk mean? Beficha uvilvavcha in your mouth and in your heart." What does this mean? Says the Ramban. Beficha means vidui. Beficha is what you say with your mouth, which is the vidui that you speak out with your mouth. Bilvavcha, says the Ramban, means in your heart. Which part of tshuva are you doing in your heart? Says the Ramban, it means a kabbalah la'asid. So beficha bilvavcha la'asoyisay, the Torah specifies these two components of tshuva, which are the vidui and the kabbalah la'asid. The koich ve'or, which is Ritzel Petterberger, Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, printed Ar Yisrael. So in the Sefer Koich Ve'or, Simen Vav, Rav Itzel asks, what's going on over here? There aren't just two parts to tshuva. We said before, there are four parts to tshuva. There's Charata, you regret the Avera that you did. There's the Azivis Achet, stopping to do the Avera. We have Vidui, and we have a Kabbalah Asid. The person accepts upon himself not to do the Avera again. So there are four parts to tshuva. Why does the Pasuk, according to the Ramban, only mention two and not mention the other two? Chayr the Pasuk, in the same way, according to the Ramban, the Pasuk is mentioning vidui and kabbalah asid, the Pasuk should mention aziva sached and charata. So this, the Kayich V'yar says, no. The Pasuk doesn't have to mention charata and aziva sached. Because this that you have to do charata and aziva sached, this that you have to stop doing the Aveira, that's poshut that you can't continue to do averis. Just because you're over an avera once, you're allowed to continue to be over the avera. You have to stop yourself from doing the avera. You have to feel bad at the fact that you did an avera. The concept of charot and aziva sachet, that's poshut that you have to do. What's the chiddush? The Torah came along and told me something that I wouldn't have otherwise said I have to do. The Torah said, beficha v'lavcha, you have to say vidui. That's a chiddush. You have to say vidui. You have to speak it out with your mouth. That's a chiddush. And the second thing the Torah says, the chiddush, is that you have to be mekabel ala asid. It's not enough just to say, I feel bad. You have to make a commitment. You have to make a strong commitment, and it has to be, you have to really mean it. That you're not going to do this, you're not going to continue to do this aveira. Therefore, says the Koich V'yar, the chiddush of the pasuk, the chiddush of the pasuk is only these two things, beficha v'lavcha. The other two, the pasuk doesn't have to mention, because those two are pashut. So based on this Koich V'yar, perhaps we could suggest that even Lefi, the other Rishonim, the Chiddush of the Mitzvah of Tshuva, when the Torah was Mechadish, the Mitzvah of Tshuva, what the Torah was Mechadish are these two components specifically, Beficho V'vavcho, the Vidu and the Kabbalah, not the Charot and the Zivis Achet. The Charot and the Zivis Achet, those you have to do anyways. Those I don't necessarily see from the Pasuk that you have to do. Because that it's obvious you have to do. The chiddush of the Torah, that there's a mitzvah of tshuva, the Torah was mechadish, that you have to do this as well. You have to do a vidui, and you have to do a kabbalah ala asid. So, if that's the pshat, it could be that the only thing, only what was neschadish in the mitzvah of tshuva, the vidui and the kabbalah, those things, the goyim don't have those. The mitzvah of tshuva, a guy doesn't have. And therefore, the guy doesn't have to do those two things. What does the guy have? What kind of tshuva does the guy have? The guy only has those parts of tshuva that it's pasha misvara, the Koich V'yar says you have to do. Then you have to stop doing the averis, you have to be mischar for your averis, the charot and the zivis achet, that everyone has to do. That's not a special mitzvah. That's something that everybody has to do. If you have an avera, if you're mechuyiv not to be over the avera, so you're mechuyiv to get rid of your avera. The mitzvah, so you say, comes out that a guy has a mitzvah, a guy has the concept of tshuva, din, that he's supposed to do tshuva. But this new mitzvah of tshuva, of vidin kabbalah osid, that a guy doesn't have, l'chuli alma.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.